hello there, my friend. Welcome aboard to the Daily Podcast. Jonathan Dore with you here. I'm glad you're here. Let's jump straight in. I was observing some of the podcasts last week and I thought, I do that housekeeping at the start. And for regular listeners, it must be driving you insane. I do the same housekeeping each day. It's hard to know because we get new listeners, regular listeners. I never say older listeners because it makes you think you're old, which you're not. So I'm just going to jump straight in. From now on, my friends, we are entering brave new territory. There will be no housekeeping at the start of the podcast. We're going to do it at the end. All right, let's do it. So I want to talk to you today about decision making because many years ago, somebody once said to me that talking to me is like talking to the last book that I read. I think it's true. I read an enormous amount. It's a great joy of my life. I was reading yesterday something about Abraham Lincoln, and Lincoln was famous for being a lifelong learner. He had an obsession with learning, just never stopped reading, learning. And I'm kind of the same. I just like to read. Today, I was reading an article on a blog that I follow, and it mentioned a new book from an author that I really admire. And so riding the motorbike home today from the coast, I detoured by this bookshop and bought the book so that I can keep learning. So the reason I do that in the introduction is because I'm currently reading a 1,000-page biography of the American Civil War General Ulysses S. Grant. And I just find biographies have such an impact on me. Over many years now, training for ultramarathons, one of the things that really helps me with training is biographies. I always say to people, if you're into audiobooks and you've got to pass the hours if you're training for something specific, biographies are hard to beat. You learn so much. They're engaging. They're interesting. And I'm working my way through Grant's biography. I'm about page 400 at the moment. But something jumped out at me the other day that I really wanted to share with you. And it was a comment around decision making because, you know, last week on that speaking tour in Tasmania, I talked about the formation of character in our lives, and that our character, our core of our personality is formed essentially by choices, and the choices that we make are deeply related to decisions, right? I mean, choices are essentially our decisions. So I often make the point to my audiences that our modern life is moving so fast that it can be difficult for us to be really present and aware of the pace at which our life is happening. And a lot of the decisions that we're making, they're being made on autopilot, or they're just happening so quickly that we don't really engage with them. So I was really last week reminding people about the power of decisions and to be conscious about them. And so in this thing about Ulysses Grant, decision-making jumped out at me. I felt it was really important to share it with this audience today, you, my friend. You know, Grant, I don't want to recapitulate the 1,000-page biography to you, but a fascinating figure of history. Just an incredibly, he's a real anomaly. I know many of you probably are not familiar with him at all, but you know, he became the Supreme Commander of Union Forces in the U.S. Civil War back in, he was a general from 1861, but he became Supreme Commander in 1863. But just the most unassuming guy, like he was nothing to look at. So many times, you know, he'd be in the room, and because obviously there was no sort of social media, news media, electronic media, that people didn't really know who he was to look at. So he'd often be in a room, and he was such a average looking character that people kind of thought, often they mistaked his butler or his staff members for who he was. But a fascinating character history. And just the other day, somebody was commenting on him in the book, giving their opinion of him, and they shared this story about decision making. And one of the superpowers that Ulysses Grant had was the power of decision making, because he ended up obviously in charge of an army. Of the total soldiers under his command were around about 500,000 troops at its peak. So he's got 500,000 people under his command. And his early career, he worked as a quartermaster. And if you're not familiar with that, it's kind of the person that looks after the logistics, the clothing, allocates food and clothing to soldiers. So he had developed this skill of allocating resources, but there's this section in the book where it talks about this raw decision-making power. And, you know, there was a big decision that came through about a big expense. It was a significant amount of money. And one of his staff said to him, "General, you're not worried that this could be wrong?" And he basically said, you know, it could be. He said, but the only way I'm going to find out is if I make the decision. And he goes, if I find out that it's wrong, He said, then I can make the other decision. I can make its opposite. But he said, the one thing, and this is Grant speaking, he said, the one thing you can't do in war, and he's obviously speaking at that in that context, he said, the one thing you can't do is not make a decision. He said, the costs are too high. And what really resonated with me in that, and what I wanted to share with you, my friends, is just the power of decision making. That it is better to pull the trigger than to live on the barrel, as I said many years ago to somebody. It's better to make the choice when you have to make the choice than to prevaricate and procrastinate so long that you don't make it. You know, life, my friend, is this process where you have to choose, you have to make decisions, and some of them are going to be wrong. And I'm not talking about being frivolous or disconnected or not caring. It's different to that. This is something different. This is realizing that you are entrusted with the cockpit of your own life, and the structure of your life is playing out in decision making. And yes, there are other factors, and I don't discount those, our background, how we grew up, all those different things, but eventually we are in the driving seat. We have to be, because if we're not, we're completely powerless, and then life looks pretty awful from that point. So I would just encourage you to think about your life at the moment. Think about the power of decisions that you're making or not making. Are you avoiding something? Are the decisions you're not making? Are the calls you're not making? You know, and I'm with you in this. Karen and I, we just had a 3-day break with the family, and we're at the coast this morning, and there's a decision we had to make. It's not a huge one, but it was a fairly complex one. And I kind of sat with it for 2 or 3 days, and then we got some time this morning to discuss it, and I finally just pulled the trigger and pressed send on an email and made something happen. And do I know it's the right one? Well, you know, I mean, you're never fully going to know, right? You're never always going to know that your decision was perfect. You look for signs, you look for peace, you look for, you know, you're looking for decisions that don't cause harm to yourself or others. You're looking for decisions that help you to flourish and grow as a person. But I think the essence of today's message, my friend, is that decisions, choices, you just got to make them. You just got to make them. You want to get moving in your life, you want to move to the next level, then, you know, accidents happen. Sometimes you get lucky, things happen. But how many times have you heard stories about, you know, lottery winners that, you know, win 100 million and their life falls apart? Because even if you add something that you think you want to your life, you still have to make decisions. You know, there is no point at which we get to stop making them unless, you know, we're completely incapacitated. But that's not you. You're listening to this. You're still in the game. So look into your life today and ask yourself, what decision can I make? You know, I came into the studio just now, rode, I don't know, maybe 400 kilometers today on the motorbike with my son on the back, and I got home. It's hot, and I'm like, man, I'm gassed. Like, that's a big day, especially with motorbike riding. But I'm like, no, you know, there's things that I'm working on. And I said, no, I parked the bike, jumped in the car, came into the studio, and I'm like, right, let's get this done. Let's get the content out there. Let's make the decision. Like, you know, there's a part of me that wanted to just take the afternoon off, and there's times when that makes sense, but I'm like, no, this is, and you see what I mean? That's the inflection point. It's, we often think that our life is going to miraculously resolve the way we want it to at some distant point in the future, but that distant point that you're thinking about will only ever be the culmination of the decisions that you're making now. The decisions that I'm making now. I can't know if this podcast reaches a particular decision maker who then starts to work with me or books me for a conference event or for training their staff. And it opens up a whole new set of parameters. And all of that is hinging on the decision to come into the studio. So get in the game, my friend. Get in the game. Switch onto your decisions. Don't wait for, what is it, paralysis by analysis. We're never always going to 100% know. We just got to execute. My friend, if you like what you're hearing, please make sure you've subscribed. Everything you need to know about me is on the website, jonathandoyle.co.co. And book me to speak. You can find out about everything that I do is on the website. And if you're on Instagram, you can find me at jdoylespeaks. One word, at jdoylespeaks. God bless you, my friend. Go make some decisions. This has been The Daily Podcast. My name's Jonathan Doyle. You and I are going to talk again tomorrow.